We're here at Braille 200 at the Scottish Parliament. I'm delighted to be joined by Ken Reid, long-time Braille advocate, Braille user. Ken, how important is an event like this?
Well, the event is great because it's reminding everybody that Braille is there and it's worth celebrating and it's still very much current and important in people's lives. It's not just something that's 200 years old and sits in Grather's dust on the shelf. People use it every day for so many different things. And yeah, in my life, I'm an adult learner, so I was sighted at school. I didn't need to use Braille then. But I use it for reading for leisure. I use it for marking things in the kitchen. I use it for identifying my pill packets. And it's just great having it there. A wee story, though. I am a presenter on RNIB Connect Radio, and I used to use Braille to help me to identify my music, to be able to pick out the right tunes to put on to play. So rather than just going to the CD rack and having a random selection of CDs there and never knowing what was going to come out, I was able to braille all my CDs and then choose the CDs I wanted. So it meant I always had the right music on.
And it's also a very fitting tribute to Louis Braille. Mm. Who would have thought after 200 years we'd be standing here celebrating his invention?
And he probably wouldn't recognise what we're celebrating either, because Braille has moved on a long way since he put it together for providing education to blind and partially sighted children. And most of the Braille reading I do is on electronic refreshable Braille. It's a wee device, it's about the size of a regular paperback book, and it can go most places with me. And the really great thing about reading on Braille and for leisure is that you're reading in the same room as your family. You're not hidden behind headphones listening to a talking book. You're right there with them, with your own book, do your own thing. And you can all sort of chit-chat around while you're reading your book. So it's much more open and accessible and inclusive.
Definitely. And what about the event itself?
The event's great. It's lovely hearing so many people talking positively about Braille. It's lovely seeing so many people here. There's nearly 200 people here celebrating the success of Braille and getting the support from the French Consul General, to get the support from the Presiding Office of the Scottish Parliament and the cross-party group on visual impairment, and the speakers from RNIB Scotland, of course, putting the icing on the cake there.
Ken, thanks very much.
Lovely, thanks for that. And you too.